The name's Newcomb, Duke Newcomb, and you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast. Take it from me, Duke Newcomb. Either listen to the Game Fix Podcast or go f*** yourself. I don't really care.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woohoo!
I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, facebook.com/gamefixshow. Monday nights.
That's right. Monday nights is what we are. This is Monday. It's Monday. It's the 2nd of November, 2020. Yeah, it's been a crazy year. I think everyone's kind of feeling it. It is election week. That's that. Not that has really anything to do with video games, but it is. So I'm not going to ignore it or anything like that. But we also have a couple of places you guys can find us if you'd like to follow us on our social medias. Best place to do that if you want to do it real quickly, just go to our website, gamefixshow.com. On the top right hand corner, you're going to see links to all of our social medias. You can click there, follow, like, subscribe, anything you want. We really appreciate it. And right underneath is our Patreon. And Verlaine, tell them what they can get if they become a Patreon / supporter of the show.
You get a lot.
Yeah.
You get a lot, kid. You get our undying affection and everything. If you're not a subscriber, everything that you see tonight live, you see on our website, all the podcasts are always going to be free. But anything helps. Really, when you start getting into the tiers, we start opening up the doors to Game Fix. I think starting at our $5 tier, you're going to get a bunch of access to like behind the scenes audio. Recordings that we have with celebrities that are on the show before we go live, some projects that we're doing with those celebrities, some exclusive stuff all around. You get to see us live and get free stuff. You get random stuff mailed to you. You get, I mean, we used to do discounts when the cons were going on. That was a fun thing, but we treat you like royalty. And then when you get to that last tier, there's only like 4 spots even available for it. You start being able to influence the show. You get to challenge us to things. You get to suggest topics. You can just message us and say, hey, man, this is in the news right now. Can we talk about it tonight? And we will be like, you got it, dude.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out.
But that's only on Mondays. If you say that on Sunday, say, can you talk about it tomorrow?
Right. We could talk right there if you really want to. We don't have to even record it, but
I just wanted to be clear.
You really get access to us. You become a co-producer, and otherwise we love you.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we can actually start it with that. I think we got a lot to talk about. Actually, you know, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about first. Actually, a lot of Call of Duty Activision stuff that we're going to get into. We don't normally talk a lot of Call of Duty, but I think today is, well, we need to. A cure for toxic gamers. Maybe. Also, maybe a new wrestling game. That would be awesome. Who knows? Who really knows? And EA's being fined. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, okay. That's pretty much what's coming up on the show. More than just that, I promise you that. But we got to talk about what we've been playing. But the reason why I said kind of that Bocephus, Bocephus actually challenged us for October, and we didn't get to it until the very last like weekend of October. So really what he said, challenge for October is Verlaine in Spanish, find a game scary, awful, and then one good thing from it you enjoyed from playing it. Easily done. That's great. We were looking around because, you know, Verlaine, you and I, we don't normally play horror games. We're just not really into that. I don't know. Being scared playing a video game isn't like the top of my list, you know?
It's also hard to pick an awful game that's a scary one since we don't play them. We don't even know which ones would be awful.
Right. Well, I think we found an awful game. I think
I do.
I think you'd agree too. We downloaded the first Five Nights at Freddy's, and I would say that's a scary, awful game, right?
Yeah, it is.
And let's talk a little bit about it, and then the last thing we're gonna say is what we thought was good about it. All right. Verlaine, why don't you start? You got to play it. What do you feel?
I gotta tell you, dude, okay, when the game opens up, there is like no tutorial or anything. It opens up, but unfortunately, like, I thought I was on a fucking load screen when it started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, what? Wait, well, hold on a second. And then it's like nothing, you are told nothing, which usually in a game, it's like,
I like that.
Because you're going to learn.
Yeah,
something.
Right, right.
But you don't.
You don't learn anything.
You don't. The only thing I learned was power consumption.
Yep.
And then I learned pretty much when I lost the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, so you go.
Okay, well, so at least for those people that haven't really played the game, it pretty much puts you in a room, okay, where I guess it's a break room? I don't even know.
Like a security.
Yeah, and you're there overnight, okay? So you have to survive until, I don't even know what time, like 6, 8 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
Dude, I made it to 5 and it still was like going on.
Well, I made it till 6.
Oh, and it still was going on?
Still was going on. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the only things you could do in the game is open the doors, and you have a door to your right, a door to your left, and like a security computer in front of you, which, by the way, you can't even touch the security computer. It's just sitting there as decoration. Okay.
Yeah.
So not only can you open the doors, but you can also turn on and off the lights in the hallway. Okay, and what happens in the game, it actually, you only have so much power, I'm guessing every single night, that you can only consume. So you can only like stand by and look at the, I guess like you open up like a laptop, right? And you look at all the cameras. I guess that's kind of, that's what it felt like it was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you look at all the cameras and you could see like all the security cameras that things are changing as you look at different ones. Like these costumed freaks. I don't know.
Animatronics.
Yeah, these animatronic like things they're moving, but you don't see them move. It's kind of like, you know, you turn around. It's like, okay, if you have a cat, you know that I'm sure it's happened before if you have a cat where you look up and you see it and it's all the way across the other side of the room. You look to your left and you look right and it's halfway across the room. Like, how did that even happen? You didn't see it move. It's kind of right. Isn't that, and that's kind of like the scenario.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, so eventually, at least in my case, it was a bear. I don't know if that's probably like the first level, how it usually is. And it's getting slowly closer to where you are. I would imagine that's what the closing the door is for, in case it gets right there. Although if you run out of power, you can't close the door, and eventually jump scare and it's in your face. And then that's the end of the level. I could see why it's for kids, because it's not like gory. It's a jump scare. Okay. And that's fine. And that's great. I don't really like games like that. Not because it scares me, but I don't want to feel uneasy playing a game. I just want to play a game. Right.
Like, yeah, it's like missed the graphics.
Yeah.
There were parts where I was trying to get,
hold on. Bocephus's rumor is they are laid off zombie Chuck E. Cheese workers. I think you nailed it. Go ahead.
Wait, did you let the message play through?
Which message? I guess
when you start the game, the guy's like, "Hey, what's going on? I thought I'd leave a message." Like, he describes what's going on with them, that they just get restless at night. If they see you, they'll think they see you as one of them, but without the costume, like just metal bones.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. So some of it got interesting, because like, then I noticed, at first I'm like, I didn't know the camera views that well. So like, I was like, wait a minute, was that there? And then like, I saw one view where it looked like someone was in like obstructing the camera. But I wasn't sure if I just missed that last time. And then staring at it is when I realized, if you stare at anything, nothing will move, because the game's not animated.
Yes.
at all. If the things happen to move while you're on the camera goes out. Like someone turned the camera off and you hear the rustling and stuff, and then they'll. So I saw like the bear getting a little closer. He was in a room, but they don't do anything, which would have been a great time to scare anyone. It's just, sure. You don't know if they're going to do something or not. And then they do something. So it turned out at one time I left everything open, and then I was looking at the computer, and I was hearing these noises, and I was trying to see if you could even track them on the cameras, which you really can't.
You could see where they are in each room, and you could see right. where they've gone or where they're going. So you can kind of see. So like, I knew at one point there was a bear to my left. I knew he was there because I was like, all right, I'm going to turn on the light. He's going to be there. I turn on the light and he was right there. I was like, okay, all right, I get it. Like, you know, this is not confusing. This is fine. And I was like, okay. And eventually he's going to come in here and scare me. Okay. And eventually he came in here and he scared me.
But there's got to be a way to
scare me because I expected it. But yeah,
I had the rabbit. Like at the first time I knew it was going to happen because everything got silent while I was looking at the footage. Like it seemed like I was looking at the cameras too long. And sure enough, right when I folded the thing down, the rabbit got me.
That's how the bear did. Yeah.
And then I played one where the rabbit was, I could hear him on a certain sides and I was trying to track him, but like they're never on the camera. You never I never see him, but then I turned the light on and he was there. Just looking at me, but didn't do anything. Obviously, the game's not animated. So I was just sitting there like, okay, well, I mean, I'm not going to close the door if he's not going to do anything. I'm just sitting there and I'm still kind of just playing the game. I went to the cameras and came back out real quick to see if he's there. And he's just still there, just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Then all the power died. And I'm just sitting there waiting, 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 waiting. Then the bear comes out and then I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. And then it's game over. So look, yeah, it's. I'm sure the newer ones are maybe animated more.
Maybe.
Yeah, this is, I don't know.
It's not a game for me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's good about it?
The fact that you will probably definitely always get scared.
Oh, okay.
Like, you'll always get a jump scare. Like, yeah. like there's games we've played where it's supposed to jump scare you, but you know it's coming. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really a jump scare. It's this thing will... At least while you're fresh playing it, I'm sure that eventually it gets repetitive.
Yeah.
But while it's new, if you have Game Pass, try it out. You will definitely, like, the only reason I stopped playing it was because I was done getting jump scared to quote unquote to death. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, eventually yeah. I was like, okay, just let me die and figure this out instead of having to like go through this. Cause I was also playing it at night, which didn't really matter too much, but yeah, still like you. Headphones. I like did headphones and everything. So it got really, really loud. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well I would have to say the best thing about it is when you look at the computer, you can actually hit another button. You can hear a horn.
Yeah, I thought that would make the rabbit come out.
I thought that was like a thing, but then it turns out to be nothing, and it was just something I just kept pressing because I was bored playing the game. So yeah, that's the best thing about the game, which obviously has nothing to do with the game. Maybe it does. I just didn't play it as much, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. But thank you, Bocephus, for challenging us. We really do appreciate it. That's how we do. You know, I never would have played the game if you didn't challenge us. So that's what this is for. So. Yeah. He just quoted you. Just let me die and figure this out, Verlaine 2020. Yeah, that's good. I'm gonna keep that one in the back pocket. Okay. So what else have you been playing?
Avengers. I am just still doing up the Avengers. We got to play the Tachyon Rift match together and beat the first one. Yeah. And now we have to. I kind of like that though. Now it's like we can't grind and just do one after the other, like up the level. I mean, yeah. So if you don't level up enough, you have to wait and do some more leveling up and then go back to it. Right. But hopefully that. I just want to see what the cosmic gear does because they need something right now. I think to make it different. You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm already at my second maxed out character, which is fine. But eventually, like Widow, I'm only playing with her because she's my highest. Like I really am kind of bored with her now, but if this cosmic gear does something different and gives her some sort of cool ability, I'll keep doing it.
Okay.
Because that's what they need. And yeah. I think it'll work out.
Okay.
I have also been playing, I tried Beat Saber for a little bit. They updated, not Beat Saber, that was just a whatever. They updated, what's it called? Blood, you know, Blood and Truth.
Blood and Truth, oh yeah, yeah.
Blood and Truth, they updated it and they added a rhythm challenge. Cool. That's why, like, I updated it, and that's why I was even on VR. I'm like, I gotta try it. And so it puts you in a circle that looks kind of like, what's that? The port, like a portal would be, like in a sci-fi show. You know what I'm talking about. And then these little targets come out from all the sides of it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. They come out to the beat. So you have to shoot them at the right time to stay on beat. But it's so hard because you have two pistols.
And you have to hit them too, right?
And there's going to be like two on each side coming at the same time. And like there's some of them that you have to hit with both guns, have to hit one target. It's really hard. Plus you're holding your arms out that whole time. Like it gets so tiring. Just go, go. But when you get on, like when you get like a combo and shit, the whole thing, like the background changes and it just feels like, I don't know, it feels awesome, but dude, it's so hard.
Okay.
And then the game that me and you also played, I finally downloaded Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, nice.
Or I updated it with Legends, which is amazing.
Sweet, right?
Dude, it's amazing. Yeah. Like, it's really good. It's really good. I like it just how team-based. Like, it's...
strategy. It's all
Avengers,
about
strategy. Like, games like Avengers and Destiny, like, you just go in there and you don't have to strategize if you don't want to. You could, to make it a little easier. Like, I'll do my ult and then let's go in, but...
yeah.
This game is way, way more planning involved. You can't just go gung ho. I mean, this is a game that you have the option to play with four. If you'd probably not want to play with random people in this type of game.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think you're.
I don't even see how it would like work as well. But yeah, dude, I love it. It's cool. I don't know how long it could possibly go though, because it looks like they tried to make it like one of these long term MMO type. You know, you're ranking up. I didn't think that you'd be ranking up and having to upgrade your equipment and, you know, you're going to get new abilities. I'm digging it.
It's cool though, right? Like it's a lot.
But I don't want to, I'll never play it by myself. Like I don't even want to try it by myself.
That's fair. Anything else?
No, that's it.
I have as well. You know, we played some Ghost of Tsushima, but I have.
Raiden.
I have, yes. Well, might as well. I have actually, I have the platinum trophy. I got it the other day. I have platinumed. I'm very excited about it. It took me a very long time. That is a long game. It is longer than I expected, but I loved every minute playing it. At the same time, there's a lot of like little tiny things that you have to get throughout the map and everything. Almost like the Batman Riddler missions and stuff, which are fine because you know me, I like the grind. I'm in, so I did grind through it all, and I received the platinum trophy. Very excited, and yeah, I'm glad I did it. I also played some Marvel. We talked about that, man. It's still fun. Like there are some nights where I'm like, I don't know if I want to play tonight, but then like you guys are on, and then I play, and I'm like, I had fun. You know what I mean?
I like it, dude. I'm good with it.
But I have also, I played something else while I was on Xbox the other night after I was done playing Five Nights at Freddy's. I played the Demon's Tilt.
Is that the pinball game. Yeah, I have that too.
That's really fun. That's super fun. I think it's on Game Pass, right? I believe that's why I have it. Yeah. And because I'm a big fan of the old Sega Dragon's Fury game. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you go check it out. It's very like gothic, very kind of creepy, but it's a pinball game. It's just a pinball game, but it's super fun. And this one has some similarities. I think they obviously got some inspiration from that game because it has like multiple like levels.
Yeah.
I was playing it for a little while. I think I played like four or five different tries, you know, with three balls a try. I'll keep playing that. I'll have fun playing that. Yeah. I'm glad you told me about it because I didn't even know that was existed. So thank you. I appreciate it.
No trolling.
Yes. So all right. Let's go into some Call of Duty, Activision bullshit. All right, I say that with the utmost respect. It's not respect at all. So we got this this update or this article the other day, and apparently, okay, they're warning you about how big this game is. And I wanted to definitely start the show off with this because it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay, they're not telling you how big the game is. What they are telling you is it's between 50 to 250 gigabytes. Wait, what? 50? Like, okay, first of all, the fact that they can't give you an actual number is Bush League. Like that's ridiculous. Like you really can't tell us how much it is. And then the fact that they're saying that it's up to 250 gigs. What the hell is in this game? Why is it so big? Like, oh my God.
What's
like
next gen, man.
That's fine. But like 250 gigs. I don't know, man. I think, you know, and I think, Mike said it best. It's time to, you know, figure out Nintendo, like get with Nintendo and figure out like the compression files a little bit. How do you feel about 50 to 250 gigabytes of storage at launch?
I think the 250 would be, I mean, look, I think Warzone right now is like 100 or something. And a lot of those games are, so they're probably saying that, you know, in its run, with the DLCs that we throw in, it's going to be up to 250, and it might look, the 50 gigs can only mean this.
Oh, and I mean, oh, you know what? I didn't even mention it, but it's just PC is what I'm talking about as far as the gigs go. So go ahead.
All right. And as for the 50, there's no way that you can get a Call of Duty game in 50 gigs. So what they're probably doing is throwing a remastered version of something in there. So that bare minimum is if that is the only part of the game that you download, it's 50 gigs.
Yeah,
because you know how Warzone, you open it up, it's like Warzone. But then if you go to the left tab, they've connected all of them like Battlefield did with all their games. Like there's a home screen so you can go to Modern Warfare and buy it and you would play it through that screen. It could be the same thing.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you have the game, sure, you have to buy the game. But what if you only install the remastered free game that they throw in there? It's 50. Or maybe they've done something where there's a zombie mode that's just 50. There's no way that they can get the whole game in there with 50 gigs. So that's ridiculous. Saying it's 100 to 250 would be more realistic.
Okay.
Because then you would be like, all right, the 250 has got to be DLC or all the stuff that they're going to throw in extra in the future. Or it's, you know, the core game, and then maybe they have a zombie version. You know, Black Ops 3 had, it was like almost two separate games. I don't know.
Man, 250.
It's like, why run the story if you don't even, if that dude said that to me myself, he's like, if I'm like, hey man, how big is it? Oh, it's between this and this. I'd be like, okay, guess I'm not running that as a story because obviously you don't want me to say anything.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say, hey, world, this is what he said. Like, who cares? Like, you know, have the conversation we're having. Like, this is what he says. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Between I don't know.
50 and 250 gigs. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. I don't know, man. Or maybe
it's 50 gigs if you're doing the whole streaming cloud thing, if it's part of it.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah. But like, I don't know. But it's just weird to say that. You know, like, I don't know.
Well, they're covering nowadays, they have to cover all their bases, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, look at PlayStation with opening a party. Now you have to get you get a text message, you get a warning, you get all this crap. Like, who are they afraid of?
No. Yeah. Right.
Like it's they might as well say this may get hot. This may break. You may not like the game. Like they could put any warning on there. It's just retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. It's fine. I'm so past Call of Duty that like it's kind of noise to me anymore when I hear like news about Call of Duty. But like when I hear that, it definitely, you know, piqued my interest and to a point where I'm like, what the fuck? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know. I don't know. You want to say anything else about that?
No,
that's fine. Let's talk about Activision and their microtransactions and how all these people are just against microtransactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. It turns out people still buy microtransactions. Can you believe that? to a sum in just 3 months. In just 3 months' time, $1.2 billion in 3 months. So the fact of the matter is, there is the people that complain about the microtransactions, they shouldn't exist, there's no reason for them to be in games, are a minority, are a very, very small minority. The majority of gamers, and that's fine, you could be sitting in the chat room right now and say, well, I don't buy microtransactions. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the majority of the people that play the game. The majority rule, and in this case, between the months of July and September, $1.2 billion in microtransactions alone. That's a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people that are complaining about, like I said, they're not listening to you because you're just a minority. You're a very small percentage of who they're actually listening to. And that number tells us that that's exactly what's happening. How do you feel about that?
People are they blend all the loot boxes together. So you can't, you always have to explain things like, all right, well, with Overwatch, it's all cosmetic. With Warzone, it's all cosmetic and graphical. It has nothing to do with gameplay. With games like sporting games, where you're actually adding stats to people and you pay, that's pay to win. And that's what a lot of people are fighting against, but they don't know it. They think they're all the same. They think me buying a loot box is the same as buying a loot box, no matter what the game is. And it's not true. And this is proof because, well, first of all, when you got a free game, what else are people going to spend their money on?
Yeah.
Like they have said that more people spend money on the microtransactions for their free games than the people that buy the games for the paid games. Like they make more money off of a free to play game than they do the ones that they push to sell, like right. an official Call of Duty title. But that says a lot because that's a whole mind thing. You know, if I'm going to get the, cause I've even bought the Battle Pass. If I'm going to get the game for free, you know, I kind of have about $40 to $50 that I just kind of saved.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to throw 10 of it into a game, then why not? And you know, if I'm thinking that way, there's other people that are going to be more, you know, more prone to be like, all right, I'll give them $5 because they gave me this free game. I didn't have to buy a game and I'm playing the shit out of it. But if everybody just does $5 as opposed to like every other person buying the game, they're going to make tons of money because I don't know. It's right there.
Keep in mind the percent, that number represents 69% increase in a total transaction revenue compared to the same period of last year. And I would imagine that has a lot to do with people staying at home because of the pandemic. I think that makes total sense. But like at the same time, those people are still buying these microtransactions. So
well,
like,
I think it's Warzone.
Well,
Warzone is huge.
Well, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that was their first actual free to play game.
Right.
Was Warzone. And the digital, the whole world's going digital.
Well, digital has nothing to do with microtransactions. I mean, you could buy the physical game and still buy microtransactions, but that doesn't.
Right. But I'm talking about
just microtransactions here.
Right. Which are all digital.
Okay.
I'm just saying because people are more prone. Look, I'm more prone to download a free game digital and buy a loot box or the battle pass digital than I am to go buy a physical copy of the game, first of all, and then buy the all and put in money to get the battle pass when I just spent $60 for a game.
Well, that's fine. I'm not arguing that though. But
yeah.
There's just a lot of what are the pay to win scenarios, you know, like because. There are those games that are out there that, you know, in order to be better at the game, you have to have the upgraded weapon or the upgraded sight or the, you know, whatever it is. So like, I could see that happening, you know, as far as Call of Duty. I mean, there is a pay to win aspect to the game, correct?
Not really. I don't think so.
Okay.
Buy a battle pass. You can buy those packs with the gun blueprints on them.
Right. It gives you better guns, right?
But they're not guns that aren't in the game. And every gun, every gun already exists. Every attachment already exists. It's the combination of those put together that the blueprints are. So yeah, you know what? Pay to win. Yeah. The first week the game's out and you want to pay fucking $50 and buy the one thing, but it's still with a game like that, you still don't start with that gun. So there's still you still have to get the crate. It still amounts to, dude, I could still kill somebody who has gun A with gun B, depending on skill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you want to think of it like that, I guess it kind of could be, but there's way too much in between getting that blueprint and considering it like the game changer, like, oh, without, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have your gun. I have certain guns that I have specific attachments for, and they do really good for me. I'm not winning all the time. I'm not getting those guns all the time because I'm not getting the crate all the time.
Right.
You know, and it's still, there's so much involved that, I mean, you could start out with a juggernaut armor and you're going to die. You could start out with the best bazooka. You can start out with anything. It's Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like in modern warfare,
but those microtransaction gives you that edge that you wouldn't normally have starting out the game. So that's really my point.
See, yeah, in a game like Modern Warfare, where they've added those, that's a different scenario because you start the game with the loadout that you just purchased and bought, you know, like it's a different game type, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't work the same in Battle Royales because even if you buy the best stuff, like, you still have to get the best stuff.
Yeah.
But in Modern Warfare and games like that or sports games, like, you buy it, you attach it, you get it right off the bat. Right when the game starts, you have that loadout. So in that case, if that's going to skip you up 50 ranks, then yeah, in a way it's pay to win. But guess what? If I'm going to love the game enough, I'm going to play it. I'm still able to get there free. Then there you go.
Yeah.
Because who am I to judge them for saying, oh, we don't want your money to make you a level 20 because we want you to be fair with everybody else. Like, they don't have to do that. You can't hate them for not want. You know what I'm saying? Either way, 2 years from now, everyone's going to be equal. So at that point, they wasted their money.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all about the people that are like, the microtransactions need to go. Well, why? People are buying them. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the microtransactions is why we have free games.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only reason. You can't make a free game and not have a way to make money, and that's how they make money.
You have to keep in mind though, Verlaine, that the microtransaction still exists in not free games as well.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Like Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So and
Overwatch.
What my point is that this number reflects not only on Warzone but on Modern Warfare as well. So
right.
So I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter if it's free or not. People are going to buy microtransactions to give them that edge, to give them that look, or as Bocephus said, to give them the boobs to distract their enemy, which, by the way, has never worked for me. That's never worked.
I used to play Payday, not Payday.
But you used that's true though. You used to play Payday. That's true.
I did used to play. I played this other game that it was I wish I knew what it was called. Cypress Hill did the soundtrack for it. You were a gang member who got beat up and then you had to form another gang.
Yeah.
But in the multiplayer of that, I had a skin where I was nude. And it didn't give me any.
It didn't give me anything. Yeah.
Nobody stopped and
you'd like to think.
I was a nude chick.
Yeah, you'd like to think. But it's still a video game and it doesn't matter what you're wearing. So. Yeah. Or no, because I'm a woman or a female, it's a smaller target. Like, no, that's not how it works.
Hitboxes.
Yeah, hitboxes. Actually, the only time that was like true was what? 007, right? Goldeneye.
With what's his name? Oddball.
Yeah, Oddball, because he was short.
Oddjob.
Oddjob. Oddball.
Oddball. Oddjob.
Oddjob. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Oddball. But no, yeah, but that's they don't really do that anymore. That's kind of unfair anymore. So it was then, but it is what it is. But no one knew. I also had metal teeth. Not that much.
True.
Anyway, I digress.
Jaws.
So yeah, I don't know. Microtransactions are here to stay. They're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Are you okay with a Call of Duty leak hinting towards Modern Warfare 2 remake?
I don't care.
Who cares? All right. I just wanted to mention
that. I honestly thought they already did that.
Yeah. 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 Well, they just did Modern Warfare, now Modern Warfare 2, of course. Why wouldn't they? Well, speaking of loot boxes, a court in the Netherlands slapped EA with a $10 million fine. And that's 10 million euros. So I'm not really exactly sure the...
It's more than here.
So, okay, we'll say 9 million. they had to pay it. It was definitely a thing. For loot, pay to win loot boxes, they're saying pay to win loot boxes are considered a violation of the Betting and Gambling Act, which is why it was issued in the Netherlands. How do you feel about this? Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Children are the ones buying this, yeah. And it's the other side of the loot boxes. Like, these are the loot boxes where these games kind of force you to buy them. If you wanted to legitimately go and do a ranked league or however it works on like 2K Live on the basketball game, you can only get so far without putting in money. Like, my friends were pissed when they were giving refunds because of this. Like, you have to get shoe deals, but the only way you can get the best ones is if you actually put real money down. And there's things like the Ultimate Team, I guess, where you buy these packs of cards, but when you open them, they actually give your guys stats, like statistical, like upgrades. And that's not fair at all. Like, it's not fair if you just kept getting all these cards and like slapping them on a dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. In a game that's a sports game, that's like unbalancing everything. So yeah, absolutely. Cause it is gambling, because you're putting real money down. It's random. You have no idea what you're going to get, but if you get the good stuff, it alters the game itself.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Like, that's where I'd be like, dude, that's not cool. Like, okay, I get it. This is my first day playing. The game's been out for 6 months. You're level 20. I'm level 1. But I can never get that gun because you have to buy it. And that gun is the reason why I keep losing. Then that is not right. That's pay to win. I wouldn't even consider it. I wouldn't be like, oh, you're gambling, that's illegal. I'd just be like, dude, that's absolutely pay to win. And I would, you know, rethink my decision of playing that game if that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I will not be forced to, you know, spend money.
Wow. But yeah, 10 million is no pushover. I would imagine at that point they would have to ban microtransactions from Netherlands, like from the Netherlands, right?
They have to rework their game. Oof. Just for that version, or yeah. Just stop selling that game, or look, the only way they could probably get away with it is by making their games free.
Yeah.
Because that's another angle. Like, hey, I just paid sometimes $120 for the ultimate best edition of the game, and you're telling me I still have to put money down to get certain things? Like, yeah. That's bullshit. Like, what did I just pay for?
Yeah.
That's where it's not, that's also not fair. You know, well, if I can earn everything eventually by playing, then that's different fine. Story.
Yeah, that's a different
because
story.
Because I bought it. It's in the game. I just got to work for it. Fine. I will do the work instead of forking over $20 like a lazy dude.
Yeah. I mean, but people love to do that because their buddy has that. And well, they want that. So it's quick and easy. Now you have it. Easy peasy. So, I don't disagree with this at all. I think it should be probably more. If that's, you know, I mean, they have rules in laws there, and it's considered a violation to one of them. So yeah, it's and you can go in the Netherlands and buy this game from one of their stores in the Netherlands. Yeah, that's illegal. You know,
that's just like what Epic did, because that's not like they just made this law this year.
Yeah.
So they keep putting out the game in this country that has this law. And so they're blatantly breaking their law or not doing their research.
Or just not even paying attention, not caring. Well, now they need to care. I think so at this point. I mean, 10 million doesn't seem like a lot, because we just got off a story talking $1.2 billion in 3 months. So it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot. And they definitely need to rework this.
I bet they just stop. They just stop selling it in that country.
They would have to.
Yeah. Maybe. Or that version of the game would be extremely worth something.
I wonder what the hit that they would take to just stop selling that game in the country. Or
if they don't make $10 million, I don't think they'd make $10 million. What country is it? Denmark?
The Netherlands. Well, yeah.
The Netherlands.
Yeah.
Um, I don't know if they'd make $10 million on a sports game. Like, yeah. I mean, some brand new games barely like hit the 10 million mark being brand new launch week, whatever the hell it is. We have a lot more people, I'm sure, in our country. Oh, yeah. So it might be better that they just don't do that.
Yeah, probably.
Or not. it could be the thing where, you know, they'll just keep releasing the game and just keep paying the $10 million fine.
Yeah. I'm looking up the Netherlands population right now, 17.2 million.
10 million. That would mean almost all their, over 50% of the people would buy that game in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
50% of people.
Yeah. I'm compared to US, which is 328 million. So
yeah,
it's quite a difference, but yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it would be a little hit to them, right?
They could, you know what they would do? They would say, hey, we're not selling it in the Netherlands, and they would make sure to stock up the countries around it.
Yeah.
Extra, knowing that people are going to go there and then just bring them back. Then what?
Then what you do is tomorrow, like around noon, you check out our website, gamefixshow.com. You like that transition?
Okay. No, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good? Oh, I thought it was good.
Fit.
And around noon, Mike will be posting his retro reboot, which is a retro review. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word. And this week he will be reviewing Faxanadu.
Faxanadu.
Faxanadu. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm thinking.
I guess.
On the NES. So please go check that out tomorrow. Yes. Did you ever play it? I think I've played it like once or twice.
I'm not sure.
You don't remember? Okay.
I remember the commercials kind of and how to say it. I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah,
if I mean, I
wasn't
think I played
sure
almost every game.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how to say it. So I was like, I don't know what to say. Who knows? Something we actually missed. We didn't really talk about on the show that Marvel's Avengers on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X version will be delayed until 2021. Even if you do get your console, you're still not going to be able to download the game on the next gen until they release it finally, whenever that is. We don't really have a date for that yet. That kind of sucks. I know I was kind of looking forward to it since, you know, I just bought a new one. I figured I'd kind of jump in and see what the difference was, how it looked. We're not going to get that right off the bat. So that's very sad to me.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter to me because I'm again the next gen, but I think it might've been a smart move kind of, because then they're going to be competing with their initial sales with the reselling of it on other consoles.
Right.
There could be people that were still like, I don't want to buy this game right now. And they want the game to be sold. They don't want people to wait for the other copy. They'll deal with that when they make it.
Yeah.
This is going to make those people be like, all right, I'll buy it. But it also tells me that this was not, that this game was meant for the PlayStation 4. So they, you know, it wasn't meant for the PlayStation 5. So it's almost, I don't know. It's odd, I guess.
Yeah.
It's odd that they just don't say it's going to transfer over and it wasn't already in the plan when it launched.
Well, not only that, but last month we were supposed to get Kate Bishop, who is Hawkeye's daughter, right? Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. She was supposed to be joining the roster as a free up downloadable. It's free. You don't have to. This is not microtransaction. It was supposed to be last week or last month, and that didn't happen either. So I would imagine we probably won't get a DLC until 2021.
I don't mind that. I mean, if anyone's paying attention, I think that they don't need to drop a character right now. We have fucking six people, right?
Yeah.
We have six characters that we could potentially level up. And yes, once you level up and play with one, you're going to go to another one if there's no new characters. Yep. So why not? It is going to cause a problem if you play with random people and everybody wants to be her. You'll never find a game.
Well,
or if all three of us want to be her.
Yeah, I see. I'm not worried about that. That's just like...
Well, okay, when she comes out, then who's going to be her? Are we all going to be her?
I don't give a shit, dude. What I'm saying is... When that happens in like Overwatch, you know me, I never went for that character, so I don't really care. I'll let you guys argue about that. I'll play the Hulk. That's fine.
Right.
You know, so whatever. But so it's just not gonna happen. We're not gonna get it until next year.
But I don't think we need her.
You don't need her?
I don't think we need her.
I mean, you're gonna get her. We just not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, next gen's just—it's just a bummer. I don't even know why people even sweat it right now, because everything that's coming out is like, oh, hey, you know, like it, what everything leads to is don't focus on us right now. We're not really ready. That we were both caught up in a race like usual, and now we're even less prepared.
Yeah,
which shouldn't have been the case. Uh-huh. But I mean, it's like, what are they telling all these game publishers? Like, why would there be a delay? Like, at some point, Square would have already known what was going on and been preparing for it.
Yeah.
You know, Project Red, CD Projekt Red with Cyberpunk, they would have been prepared for this shit already.
Yeah.
So like something's going on. Like all these games are getting, yeah, you can blame COVID so much, but this is a digital world.
Let's go to that. I'm glad you brought it up, because we were eventually going to cover it anyway. Cyberpunk 2077 has some important news to share with you. And that is that they're going to be pushing back the release date another 21 days. The new release date for Cyberpunk 2077 is December 10th. Yeah. Reading the comments here, let me read you one. LOL, you guys must be the worst developers ever. Going gold absolutely means you're done with the game, you dolts. Oh, and your underground body modification fight club idea is on the show Love, Death, and Robots, and the game is Bleeding Edge. So besides riding Keanu's coattails, seems your only gimmick is letting down your fans. Fortunately, I'm not one of them. How do you feel about that comment? Which, by the way, that was you.
That was my comment
on the actual post, and I had to read it.
That's how I feel. I mean, that's got to be what's going on. Yeah. Like someone's probably like, dude, we can't do this. We can't do this. Like, this idea would have worked. Like, I don't know when. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's not the real reason, because I mean, people put out things they think are, because look, one mistake that a lot of quote unquote artists, and I don't mean that like snarkily, I'm just saying, like, you know, whatever your art form may be, a lot of people believe that they should make themselves absent from the other stuff as to not get influenced. Yeah. So they're not, you know what I'm like, especially in music, they don't want to listen to other people's music so that they're not in the shower. They think they came up with a beat that exists somewhere else, but that's not how you should do it. You got to know with what you're competing with, because great minds think alike.
Yep.
Based on that, like, I could have the best idea in the world, but somebody else has already thought of it. You know, it's just what you do with that thought. And yeah, either way, I don't think it's really that idea. I think they're just, I don't even know. I don't even, at this point, I don't know like how you could even have the audacity to come out again and delay the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you just came out and broke your rule of overworking your employees for what? It amounted to what? Another delay. So this has to maybe point to the employees when they were even forced to work more time.
Yep.
And couldn't pull it off.
Like, is this another 21 days going to make this game good?
Why don't they just say, hey, we're going to release it and it's not going to work on the Xbox One, the very first launch day edition. Like, remember, that was their first problem. The game was finished and it went gold, which means the game is finished and ready to go.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden all these delays, like the first launch day console means that much. I think that I could live if I couldn't play that on my original console.
They said the biggest challenge for us right now is shipping the game on current gen, next gen, and PC at the same time, which requires us to prepare at least test nine versions of it. Xbox One, X compatibility on Xbox Series S and X, PS4, PS4 Pro compatibility on PS5, PC, Stadia. We don't care.
It's bullshit. Don't. That's a bullshit excuse, because you just need to make one version. Microsoft takes care of themselves. Make one version, they'll make it backwards compatible. They have they've been doing that. That shouldn't be an issue. Ugh. Maybe with PlayStation, still no issue. That is a, where the fuck did they live? It's not like there was never nine different consoles at once. Yeah, there's always nine. The other ones just die.
Maybe they're waiting to do it later so they can get awards for next year.
What if someone on Keanu's PR team was like, you actually can't do this right now because he's part of a movie deal and they kind of don't want this happening and you might have to remove him from your game?
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, that would be
that's way out there, but hey, amazing, you know, but, like, yeah. That's what they're pushing. That's what they're pushing.
Yeah. Oy, who knows?
It will be interesting, but look, Chinese democracy and Duke Nukem forever.
Yeah, right. CD Projekt Red, this is you better show up, man. You better show up, because if this game is released and it is a flop, like, dude, how many people are going to want a new game from CD Projekt Red?
No one.
So they better show up, because right now the ball is in their court. And if they don't show up, well, yeah. Wow. I don't know. I actually feel bad more for the developers that are going through whatever the executives are making them go through right now.
That's
what I feel bad about. But, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, well.
Like, there are lots of comments on there that are like, hey, you guys take all the time you want and make a sweet game. Like, they have this, it's so weird. They have this following, but the Cyberpunk game was it didn't have graphics. It was in the time of nothing. Like, how, that's not, you can't just grab something. Like, let's redo the Oregon Trail. And I'm sure there's people that are going to be like, oh, gung ho, you guys take your time. It's going to be the greatest
take
ever.
Take your time on all that dysentery.
I'll live with dysentery until you come out.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. I'm over it. I am not clamoring for this game at all. I don't really care, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of games like that. I'm usually like on board and like, let's do this. But with all the delays and all the bullshit that we've heard, like, man, I am out. Like, I have to be out. And the only way I'm going to buy this is after a while, when we find out that the game is good. And this is I'm hoping for, you know, the game is good and, you know, you can't miss this one. You're going to love it. Until I get that message, I'm out.
Yeah. They opened pre-orders for this already, right?
Yeah.
They're eventually, dude, one more pushback, I'm sure people could consider
cancel
a lawsuit, a class action.
Like, when are you guys, what's happening here?
I don't know. Maybe they couldn't. They just have to refund the money.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's unfortunate. That's why I don't pre-order stuff.
Yeah. I pre-order stuff. I like it.
Well, I do, but, you know, not games that aren't made yet. Yeah. How's that?
Why didn't you pre-order the Star Wars Episode 1 racer game? Because it finally did come out for the Xbox.
I know. It sucked.
Who would want that game? Nobody that game sucks. Like, who wants that game?
Yeah, they're like, oh, surprise. Oh, look what they gave us. No, they just threw it at us because it was probably some fucking deal where they needed to put out X amount of games for this to happen. And they were like, let's do Pod Racer because everybody loves it. No one loved it. No one who was a fan of it. The worst racing game based on the worst movie. And not only did they take out Jedis in the Force, they took out all everything. It's, you couldn't even kill anyone in the game.
Right, right.
And then they waste their resources putting it out. It deserved to be put out with no one talking about it or no one.
And it did.
Like, no one else.
Actually,
you lose money on
that. They kind of put it out like Nintendo style. Totally Nintendo style. Like, oh, by the way, this is out. Like, wait, what? Oh, who knows? I won't be downloading it. That's for sure. For $15, too. And they're actually charging
They should charge $900. That game should have came with something.
They
else.
Should charge $900. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to argue, but yeah. All right. Okay. Let's go from something shitty to something pretty cool. So, if you pre-order, I don't know if you have to pre-order or not, but Miles Morales, Spider-Man, is going to come. A suit has been announced, which is funny because usually you don't hear about DLC until the game is released, right? But we have a little DLC that we got to see, and it's one of Miles Morales' suits, and it's the suit from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And not only is it the suit that looks like from the movie, but
it's actually
animated like the movie. Like, dude, it is awesome.
Like that skippy, like it looks like they skip every other frame. And I thought at first the copy that I had was messed up when I was watching this. I was like, is something wrong? Like my shit's like stuttery, but that's the animation style. And it's, you appreciate it after a while. It works. And the fact that, like, we saw the animated Spider-Man in the Spider-Man game, you know, towards the end of its run. But not only is it a cartoon, but the animation style, it was just watching that is cool.
It's awesome.
Going to be a suit that I definitely try immediately.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
That's
how I learned about him.
What's that?
That's how I learned about Miles was that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just want that. Like, I'm only going to play as that character. Okay. You know what I mean? As that suit. Oh, yeah. Dude, I can't wait for this game. I have 10 days. 10 days and I'll have a PlayStation 5.
So here's what I question. No. We game share. If you buy it on PlayStation 5, do I get it on PlayStation 4? Because if you bought it on PlayStation 4, don't you get an upgrade free?
That I don't know. I mean, can we even share games on the next gen? I don't know.
Yeah, bummer, dude.
Yeah, I don't. We don't know until we know. So
they're treating it like a whole brand new system.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like nothing carries over with PlayStation.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just saying, like Xbox, I'm sure to have everything I've ever owned, and now they've, you know, the controllers are going to work, like everything, like I know already. PlayStation still is sending out their stuff already, and people don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I know.
With any of it.
I'm like looking at the. Oh, it's so awesome. All right. Well, speaking of, if you want to play the VR on the PlayStation 5, it's going to take an adapter to play it. And Sony is actually giving away free adapters for the PSVR to play on the PlayStation 5. That's awesome. I think that's great. I think they need to do that, considering, you know, you actually need a certain plugin to actually play it. I don't know how long they're going to be doing it, so I would suggest people to kind of
jump on it
immediately. And at least just get it. Even if you're like Verlaine, you're not getting a PlayStation off the bat, but you should at least get it. And then
it's free before they start charging.
Right, right.
The fact that they stated the reason this is happening it to begin with is because when the next PlayStation VR comes out, it's not compatible.
Right.
Like you cannot use PlayStation 4 VR with PlayStation 5, and the PlayStation 5 VR isn't going to be backwards compatible with all the with PlayStation 4 or whatever. That's a bummer, dude. That's like an absolute bummer. Like, yeah, I'm going to get the adapter, but that's just another reason for me not to get the PlayStation 5. Like, why would I even bother in that case hooking up the adapter and stuff when I can have a dedicated machine now to VR, but like, that's another one of those things where, look, you could pull up the show from the past where I said there's two things that made me want to get PlayStation, VR, Spider-Man, and they've just told me I can have both without having the PlayStation 5.
So, like, what? Why do you need to buy the PlayStation 5?
Why am I going to? Because they're not even launching with new VR. Yeah. So all the new VR that even comes out isn't. It's not even like I can carry it with me. So now I'm not even sweating the new stuff because all these new games that are coming soon to PSVR, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them, and I'm not going to have to worry about, oh, is this going to be on PSVR, the new one? Like, who the hell knows what's going on with that?
I can't wait to get the PlayStation 5 and be like, you made a mistake. Like, you need to buy this thing.
Well, I'm sure you will. But I don't know. VR is one of the main reasons why I have the PlayStation. To say that it's not, it's just another reason why I'm not going to get it right away.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's fair.
You know, like, that's the thing where I will wait. Once they're like, hey, PSVR coming, then I'll get the package.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
All right. I'm moving on. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
AEW, All Elite Wrestling, files for a trademark for AEW games. Looks like it's happening. So way back when, we actually talked about this. Actually, a friend of mine, Chris Van Vliet, he has actually his own YouTube channel. You should actually go follow him. He's really awesome. But he had an interview with the Young Bucks of AEW back in, 7/15/2019. What is seven? That's
September.
September. Yeah.
So, I mean, no, July.
July. Yeah, July. So, yeah, because September. Yeah. And this is actually the question that was asked, and this was the answer that we got.
Is there any talk of making an AEW video game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is very exciting. Yeah.
Dana's in, she's just giving me the nod. Oh, no. Talk about it.
Sorry, Dana.
Talk about it.
We're going to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. What else can't we talk about?
No.
So we played that last year on the show, and we were all kind of like wondering what's going on with it. Well, it looks like they have finally filed for this. I would foresee us getting a AEW wrestling video game, probably 2022. I would love it to be next year. But since it's just the only news that we have is that they filed for trademarks, that doesn't mean it's going to come out next year. You know what I mean? So to get the trademarks, it's one thing. To have the game ready, that's another. So, but either way, it looks like we are definitely getting that. A couple other things that they filed a couple months ago, actually. They trademark Elite GM and All Elite Wrestling GM or General Manager. So I'm sure there's some kind of, you could control your own AEW faction or actually control the, what goes on. That's kind of cool. I guess it's kind of like a Madden Coaches type game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. How do you feel about this? And are you looking forward to something a little bit different than what WWE has always shucked out every year?
Sure they'll make it different.
I hope so.
It seems that they would know what failed. Really, like it caused them to fail. WWE, that game has failed already. Like they're going to do something. Nobody knows what. They canceled this year's. They put out that whatever the hell that arcade beat them up with the big heads is.
Yeah.
This is the time to make their move. And I think that if they're smart, they will go a different route. Oh. Why? Just go the Super Nintendo route or the Nintendo 64 route. Everybody would be happy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's the easiest way to wrestle. That's the best way that wrestling could have went.
THQ. Like, is THQ still a thing?
Yeah, no, they're not.
Come back.
Are they Nordic? I think they're kind of maybe. I don't know. Maybe not really.
THQ. I'm gonna look it up. But yeah, dude, those were the games right there.
They sold. Oh, wait, no, they sold. But Nordic might still be around.
Who knows? Man.
Toy Headquarters.
Come on back. Let's do this. Let's do this. Oh, that'd be awesome. Like a revive. Oh my God. I don't know. Like, because there's WWE, there's so much history with WWE. And there's not a lot of history with AEW, and I think that's what is kind of makes me kind of go wonder how they're going to do it, you know, because with WWE, you can like do anything. You can have, you know, wrestle, you know, a top current wrestler against a top wrestler that was in the 70s. You know what I mean? So like there's a lot that WWE has that AEW does not, although gameplay is everything. And if they come through with that, that'll change my mind.
All they need is character run-ins in the middle of matches.
Yep.
That's one thing for some reason they stopped doing. And then free placement of any ladder and table to do anything with.
Yeah.
Those, I don't know why they would take those out of the game. Like, there's just like, those are one of the best things where any random person can come out. Or if you're the second person and you're not even in the fight in the tag match, you can affect the game. You can like do so much more, way less glitches.
Yeah.
I think they could really do anything and be better at this point. Yeah. I don't think they need the roster. WWE can have the roster, whatever they want. It's going to come a point where eventually people aren't going to know all the old timey wrestlers. They're only going to know the show stopping people, the ones that are like in your face on the shows.
Right. Of course.
And then the ones that they may know from like the Attitude Era, some of those guys, I don't know how many are at AEW, right?
Yeah.
So I already know some of the names on there. And look, it's going to come down to just make a good fucking game. Like, that's all you need. You just need a good game, a good wrestling game. Who cares who the people are? People will get to know them. Look at the fighting games. Like, people come out with new fighting games all the time. You just get to know the characters, games in general. Granted, they do reboot a lot of shit.
That's true. True.
For that same.
Man. Come on. Let's get a good wrestling game. That's all I'm saying about that. Let's just do this. It's time. It is time. Okay. Real quick. A couple games that have been delayed. Far Cry 6. Originally given a February 18th, 2021 release date, now scheduled sometime before April 2021. Sometime, who knows? They don't really know. Or excuse me, no, that's let me read that again. No, they don't have a release date for it. Okay, no, that's because the other game, Rainbow Six Quarantine, which is funny, they call it Quarantine. Was supposed to be scheduled to release before April of 2021. That's what it was. But those games are both delayed. They're not really on my radar, but I'm sure someone else would like to know those.
They need to pick a good time to launch. They can't just willy-nilly do it at this time of life. Or maybe they could, because there's not too much stuff coming out. They probably just want to make sure.
Yeah, actually, it could be 2022. They say now expected to release between April 2021 and March of 2022. So, and it'll be anywhere between 50 to 250 gigs of download space.
Yes.
Oi. Yeah. So, not only that, but actually Mike posted on our website, gamefixshow.com, Halo Infinite lost a director amidst another delay. Who knows when this game will be out? What a mess. What a mess 343 is having. I don't know. And again, another game that's not on my radar. And actually, Halo has never been on my radar. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's too bad. That's too bad. How sad. Who knows?
I used to play Halo 4 a lot.
We used to play Halo 4 a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play it all the time. But, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, how about this? Well, let's make it a little bit more positive, shall we?
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash.
So we have our November free games. Are you ready for the November free games?
Yes.
Yes. Let's start with Xbox. Their free game that is actually free right now. It is available. You can play Origami Shadow Edition.
Origami. Oh. All right.
Embark on a dark journey full of blood and secrets, including both the original game and its prequel, Nightfall. Play as the undead assassin with the power to control the shadows. Dispatch your enemies utilizing a wide array of powers in the solo campaign or team up with a friend in a cross-platform online multiplayer as you put your stealth abilities to the test.
How do you spell that?
Aragami. Aragami, whatever. The other free games, while you look that up, Full Spectrum Warrior from the original Xbox, whatever. And then the games that arrive November 16th is Swim Sanity. And Lego Indiana Jones. I don't need to explain that.
Nope.
But it's just Lego Indiana Jones.
And it's like the first ones, right? Like Indiana Jones is the first one they did.
I think so. Yeah, or at least one of the first ones. Yeah. So there you go. Those are the free games for Xbox. I'm gonna tell you, it's a big blah for me. Blah.
Yeah.
For PlayStation, this is actually interesting. For PlayStation, the one game is Hollow Knight, a Void Heart Edition, which is actually, I hear, is a pretty fun game. So I'm going to give that a go. I'm finally going to get a chance to play some Hollow Knight. I don't know. We'll see. And then the other one is A Shadow of War, Middle Earth.
Nice.
That's a great game. So if you don't have that game, definitely download that game.
Yeah, that game's amazing.
These games will be available tomorrow, November 3rd. So after you're done voting, go play some Shadow of War. I highly, highly recommend it. The reason why I say this is interesting this week, because PlayStation is actually making a PlayStation 5 game for free. Guess which one it is?
Fortnite.
Come on. Of course it's Fortnite. No, it's Bugsnax. Remember Bugsnax?
Bugsnax.
Remember we were talking about it? It's like, I don't know. It's like, it's so weird where you're, I don't know. You eat these bugs that look like fruit and then you become that fruit. I don't know. It looks really weird, but it's so weird that like they've been touting this game and it's like, oh man, this game is going to be fun. And it's going to be available day one, you know, for a release. But we're also going to give it to you for free, right? Like, it's just, I've never heard that before, but that's cool. So at least I'll have another game to play and try. And I guess I will report when I get that. I'll give you full review of Bugsnax.
I want a complete game walkthrough.
Yeah. They're half bug, half snack creatures.
Oh.
So there you go. There's your free games for November 2020. I don't know. Weird. You can actually view all of those on our website, gamefixshow.com. Another one that you could view on our website, actually Gina posted it up, is a new game that will be on the Nintendo Switch. And it's coming, to Xbox One and PlayStation 4 on November 12th. You can actually manage your own esports team if you won.
All right. Sweet. Can't wait.
What is the actual game called? Esports Life Tycoon. There you go.
All right.
Cool, right? It's $12. Yeah. There you go. You can.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't know about that. But there you have it.
It's like daycare.
It, totally, right? Like, eh.
Put a kid's in front of a screen.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about in video games?
No, I don't think so.
Well, they just recently wrapped up filming for Uncharted. Last week, actually didn't get a chance to talk about it, but we'll talk about it this week. We did get a picture of what Tom Holland looks like as Nathan Drake. How do you feel about that? I think he looks good, right? He looks young, but I like it because it is a young Nathan Drake. It's taking place before the original game. So,
I guess fine. Nathan Drake's just a run of the mill dude. Anyone can kind of play him.
He could be anything, right? It's just really, you know, how
a common dude.
Yeah.
Common man.
They can climb and shoot and
yeah. T-shirt and jeans with a belt. Do I look like him?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess so.
But no, I'm looking forward to this movie. I love the games. The games are so good and I love Tom Holland. So I'm actually looking forward to this. Although I'm very skeptical because, as we know, Sully, who will be played by Mark Wahlberg, I don't know about that, but I do like Mark Wahlberg, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know.
Yikes.
Who knows? But they're done. They're done filming. So we should get that sic parvis magna, which means greatness from small beginnings. I guess that's what this movie is all about, right?
Oh,
maybe something like that. Ellen Page, you know Ellen Page?
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be in a comedy about an all-women esports team. It is a movie. It's not, okay, I was wondering if it was a show or a movie. It is a movie. No word on what it's called, but yeah. How do you feel about
it's
this?
It's a movie. I mean, go team, I guess.
Yeah,
it's,
I like Ellen Page.
Seen plenty of esports.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, part of me hopes this is just geared towards Nickelodeon girls, because otherwise it would be ironic that it's a comedy about a full female team.
Yeah,
like I just think that it has to be. It has to be just like the premise of it. has to be geared specifically towards people that really wouldn't play the game. Because it wouldn't, that would never happen. That would never happen. And like, no one could just come out and just be like, oh, we're going to make all straight up all girls. Like, it's more like so equal that it wouldn't matter. You know, like this movie says that, or this says that she's deliberately builds a team out of spite or whatever it is, because she, whatever. That's unbelievable to me. So something, just that premise would have to be pitched to people that don't really play games, that aren't really part of esports.
Maybe it'd be good though. Maybe it'll be exactly what it should, you know what I mean? Like what esports is, hopefully it'll be like that.
Maybe, and hopefully it will, but every esports movie I've seen is quote unquote direct to DVD style.
Yeah,
it's never huge, because it's like really the premise of esports. How do you make a movie? Like it's like, I guess like The Wizard, but guess what? The Wizard already happened, where you're making a video game about, not even about video games, about the people that play them.
Yeah.
So that's a hard one. Like I saw one with Jason Mewes. I liked it. It was about an esports team. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, and he pretty much, his team joins a tournament and actually wins, but then they meeting up for this tournament at the hotel for this weekend is the first time they meet each other. So they're totally like there's a 15-year-old kid and everyone else is like 25. There's Jason Mewes. There's dude, I don't even remember. Like no one really fit any kind of description, and all of them together didn't make sense.
Yeah, but it was
sweet. It was an awesome premise.
Okay.
Because when you're playing with randoms and you become friends online, I have tons of them. Like it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it was cool, and that was a cool movie. But again, it didn't. There's not enough audience that want to watch people watch a movie about people that play games vicariously. It's people watching the people playing games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's kind of
the next thing, you know, they're going to make a video game about esports.
Game where you watch esports being played and bet on those guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, best of luck to Ellen Page. I mean, just cause she's been in a video game doesn't make her any kind of aficionado.
Yeah.
We already know that from a lot of interviews we've done.
Yeah.
You can be in a video game and not know dick about them.
It's true. We won't mention any names, but I know the, which one you're thinking of though. And we'll just leave it at
there's
that.
A couple.
Yeah. Well, there's at least one.
There's definitely one.
That we, okay. But anyway, the next thing I want to mention, is that Netflix actually made an announcement, that they will be doing an Assassin's Creed, adaptation, on Netflix. So a show, it'll be a TV show. Or Netflix show. It's not really a TV show anymore, right? They're called Netflix shows. But, you know, as we know, the 2016 movie starring Michael Fassbender, which, by the way, I very much enjoyed. But it was kind of missing something, right? But it was, I thought it was fun.
I didn't see it.
Oh, really? I actually liked it. But, like, I'm actually looking forward to this. I think Netflix has done as well as far as, you know, the Witcher adaptation has kind of taken off. I mean, I really feel good about all the stuff that Netflix does. So I feel good that Assassin's Creed, that their show is in Netflix's hands. So we'll see, though. We'll see. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you feel anything?
I'll see. I still haven't seen The Witcher. It's still video games in the movies. It's still a movie to me. So I'd still rather play video games than watch it.
That's fair. That's normal.
But I mean, if it looks good and I have time, then fine. There's only a certain amount of shows that I actually will watch purposely.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to end the show with this. It's The Fandalorian. It is. We're bringing it back. It's triumphant return, if you will. And what is The Fandalorian? Well, every week me and Verlaine watch the Mandalorian on our own. And then we come on the show and review every episode. So that's really all it is.
Every show has it. After the show.
It didn't really need that much of an explanation, but I gave it one. So,
yeah.
All right. Mandalorian.
Wait, the explanation you have to say is if you haven't seen it, then you don't want to listen anymore.
Of course. Yeah, that's why we save it to the end. So if you haven't seen it yet, I would at least pause this or go watch it or blah, 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 blah. Yeah, because we are going to... ruin it for everyone. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mandalorian season 2 episode 1. You're the Star Wars guy, so take us a little bit behind. How did you like it? What did you like about it? What did you hate about it?
All right, before I even start that, something occurred to me, and it was, I believe today, I was thinking about The Mandalorian, and I was thinking about the child. And I was like, damn, why do people call him Baby Yoda? That's so stupid.
Only because they don't know what to call him.
No. But then something occurred to me. What if it's Yoda? He reincarnated. He died almost 50 years prior. Could have been, because he died in Empire. And then Jedi happened, and then 30 years happens. The way his species could be, the reason why nobody knows who he is, and there's only like two or three, is because when they die, they just come back. And it's just, there's only like two in existence. Anyways,
wow.
that also led me to believe, but how dumb is that species? All right. So right off the bat, first episode of the first season, we learned that this thing, the child, is actually 50 years old and their species ages. All right. 50 years. And the thing can't talk. 50 years. So it's learning at a slower rate also, which doesn't make it very smart, because 50 years and it still doesn't know how to, does that make, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, that seems like a loophole to me.
Maybe it's not the learning that it does slowly. Maybe it's the development of the vocal cords that are slow. I'm just throwing a, you know.
Right. It could be. I'm just saying, like, that's just something I was thinking about. Like 50 years, like no matter what, like you should be able to communicate some sort of way than how it was. Like he's an infant and needs to be taken care of. You know,
that's all he does.
Even having like stubby limbs and not enough muscle mass, people learn how to live their lives in less than 50 years.
Yeah, but he's not human too. So let's keep this in mind as well.
Stop defending him. So anyways,
I'm just being devil's advocate here.
I guess the first thing I saw, I wasn't impressed with. And it was when they were in they went to the arena, when it starts out in that arena and the two Gamorrean guards are fighting, which is a nice way to tie it into the Star Wars lore.
Yep.
Except that was just the dumbest looking thing, dude. They just put Gamorrean heads on two humans' bodies. And it was so obvious. And I did not like it.
Okay. All right.
I didn't
care about that at all, but okay.
They made it a focus point for people that watch Star Wars that, hey, here's two Gamorrean guards fighting each other. I didn't like the makeup on that.
Okay.
Didn't mean I didn't like the episode.
They were awful fighters, by the way.
Yeah, they were. It was unnecessary. But it was cool. Like I was at that point, I was in. They started it with action.
We saw a new attack that he has, where he can kill what, six or seven people like that quickly.
A homing missile things.
Yeah. That's good. That was kind of cool. I was like, okay, that's sweet. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Starting out with fight was good.
So it pretty much takes him to a, cause he's looking for somebody else, another Mandalorian. Okay. Or at least another person that he thinks is a Mandalorian. So he goes across, I don't even know where is Tatooine, right?
Yeah. He goes to Tatooine.
Ah, see, I said it right. Tatooine. And he goes to this little tiny town. He sees what's her name again. I don't remember her name, but it's Amy Sedaris.
I don't remember.
I like her character. I want to see more of her, and I guess we probably will. It sounds like. But anyway, so he gets on the speeder and he goes and he finds this little town, and there you have it. This Mandalorian shows up, and it turns out it's not really a Mandalorian. It's just the guy that is using Mandalorian armor, it so happens to be Timothy Oliphant. I can never pronounce his last name.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's on Justified and all that. Yes, the babysitter, Vosifus. Yes, Amy Sedaris is the babysitter. Maybe they'll do a show on her.
Just the babysitter.
So he meets him and they're about to have pretty much a throwdown, right? Because he's not really supposed to be wearing that armor because he's not worthy of it. He is not a Mandalorian. But it turns out that he actually is using it for a positive reason, protecting his people. You know, like, he isn't using it to go make money, right? Like, he's not going to sell it. He's actually using it to protect himself against enemies that are attacking his little community. I thought that was a nice little, like, okay, that's fun. That's good. But then all at the same time, right when they're about to, have some kind of shoot it off here, there's a big rumble, and all of a sudden there's this like sandworm. I don't even know. What is the name of this?
Rag. I can't remember what they were calling it.
Yeah.
It's some, they call it some sort of dragon, but okay. It's like, yeah, like a sandworm type. But so before all that happens, it's one of those stupid things. Like, he brought the child into that fight club, but he did not, he just was in a brand new town that the last he heard it was taken over by raiders.
Yeah.
And he leaves the kid in the pouch of the speeder bike when he goes in the bar.
Yeah.
He leaves the child then, but he takes him in the more dangerous, I don't know, it's those little things that I'm like, where is his thinking,
That's true. Although he does know that this being is pretty powerful. So right, if it is in trouble, yeah, it can protect itself. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
So yeah, well, what you might not know, you might know, is
I probably don't.
That Mandalorian armor is Boba Fett's.
Yes, I figured that much.
Okay, so and the thing is it's ironic because even Boba Fett really didn't deserve that armor because right, he kind of went against the code himself. I was surprised that the guy knew, like, right off the bat, I knew that wasn't Boba Fett because his body stature was like purposely, like, they made him look like he wasn't supposed to have that.
Yeah, it looked like
but he still knew how to use it.
Right. It looked, it was small, too small for him.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, how effective could this armor be where he just got it and all of a sudden beat up everybody, but it showed him like shooting and it makes him better shot. Don't know where he got the second rocket from was like, you know, nope. Like, and I always wondered that, like, he has one shot in the back. Where is he getting the other one? Like the rocket on the jetpack right, that Boba Fett has. So yeah, then they team up and I, you know what? It's still, I appreciate this now how there is one big arc, but everything's like a side quest that leads up to the arc. Like, it's not like an ongoing thing. Like, they purposely, like, we may or may not ever see that dude again.
You know, I think we will. Like, I think
it's
we will.
Totally open.
Yeah,
I think totally open. And that's what I kind of like, because he could not come back, and it's cool. It was its own little story.
Yeah, I was actually, and we're going a little too fast here, but I was actually hoping that by the end of it, he would be like, you can use the armor, but only to protect your people. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, whatever, you know, because like at that point he kind of went against the code too. It's like all of a sudden he's like all, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so they ended up, siding with, the sand people. And there you have it. Apparently the Mandalorian can speak sand people, sand person, sand guys, sand.
Mm-hmm.
Sanskrit. I don't know what it's called. But that was weird that he can actually speak that language, but I guess it makes sense. That's the point of why he's so, what, you know, is what he does. He has to know what people are saying around him.
Here's because I thought about the same thing. Like, why would it? But, and I don't know if it's purposely done, but you at this point, actually not at this point, but in the past, the sand people had this experience with a dude called Anakin Skywalker who just went and just murdered all these fucking dudes. Right. Right. At the same time, the Jedi, besides the Sith being anti-Jedi, the Mandalorians are their worst enemy, which would only seem natural that sand people and Mandalorians who both hate the Jedi would be able to, would communicate in some way and be peaceful with each other.
Yeah.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
My friend. No. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, and that was weird, yet kind of realistic.
Yeah,
I mean, I could see it really happening. I didn't understand why he needed to do sign language, because the very last thing he said in sign language was like, "Let's go kill these things," but he said it in English.
Yeah,
yet motioned in sign language. So then, what's with the and just do sign language then?
I don't know. Yeah, but I think the battle was pretty cool. They had to take out that, and they kind of like joined forces to do it. That was actually a cool scene. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that immensely. I thought that was a lot of fun. Especially I love when, I don't know his name, but Timothy Oliphant was standing there and he like
the marshal.
He like, he triggered his jetpack to get him out of there because he knew that there's some shit that's about to go down and you can't be here right now.
Yeah, he wouldn't have lived through it.
Yeah, there was no way. But the fact that, you know, obviously, you know, when it comes to the Mandalorian, like he's an amazing fighter. It's just what he does. So like it was like the story of is it Jonah, right? That he goes inside and but like he goes inside and well he has what's the those big like cows that they're riding.
The banthas
is that what the banthas?
I'm pretty sure they're called banthas.
And the what I love how, which was kind of weird to me, because they set all these charges in a certain spot because they needed that beast to be over top of it, right? Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden they had another bantha full of charges.
Yeah. What? Even though it was like, we only get one shot.
I know.
You got another shot.
That's where I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean you only get one shot? You have two. You have plenty. Like, why didn't they just do that in the first place?
Exactly. Why not put a bunch of those?
That sounds like a better plan anyway. Yeah.
It would make sense.
They killed so many people in that scene. Like,
what on earth made them think the belly was going to be softer? Like, they had nothing to go on that the belly would be softer skin than.
Well, I would have, you know, most. I guess
a snake, but yeah, snakes don't burrow underground.
Yeah.
And they still never, they like never saw it. Like I knew I had a hunch something was going inside.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would have actually like done it though, but he did. His armor's that strong.
He totally did. Yeah. Wow. So yeah. So, but then at the very end we get a random person and I had to look it up because I didn't know who the hell that was.
Boba Fett.
It is Boba Fett. It's, his name is Tamara Morrison.
Yeah.
His actual name.
In the prequels.
And he's been the actor that's voice Fett for like 15 years, right?
He wasn't in the original trilogy, but then with some of the special editions, I think they dubbed his voice in over it to make it like continuity.
Do you believe that the Marshal got the armor from those guys, the Sand People?
Yeah, it showed it. Remember, he had that flashback.
That's fine, but it was just a story that he was telling.
Oh, no, he did.
Story. Okay.
Because Boba Fett died in Jedi, supposedly. He got caught by in the Sarlacc. He went in the Sarlacc.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So the whole thing is like, yeah, maybe his armor protected him, but either way, those Jawas could have absolutely found it. And the reason he even saw them leaving is because he's actually been tracking maybe the Mandalorian, knowing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Knowing he was going, because he was in the first season too, with the sniper, after they killed the sniper, he walked up to the sniper and it was his foot that you see.
Okay.
So he's been tracking the Mandalorian. And I think it's because he knows the Mandalorian will lead him somewhere.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's cool that they got that guy to reprise the role.
Hell yeah.
Because that's the Clone Warrior guy. He's Boba Fett, he's Jango Fett, and he is all the clones.
That's cool.
Which is why he kind of like breaks the code, because his face is never supposed to be shown, yet every trooper had his face.
Yeah.
So I think they had to deliberately make that, because I don't think the Mandalorians, I don't know. I don't even know. I think that was started out in the books.
Well, to me, it sounds like he's just not a Mandalorian anymore. You know, he's just a guy.
Well, he somehow broke the code, but way before that, because he was still a bounty hunter doing work for Vader. But back then, they had the Mandalorian as whatever it was didn't exist. Yeah. He was just Boba Fett, a fucking bounty hunter. No name, no nothing. He meant nothing. Like a fleeting dude who just captured Han Solo.
I don't know.
Because they also have the carbonite chamber.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
Which is weird, because in the movies, the carbonite chamber is actually, I think, Vader's, and it's not Boba Fett's, I think.
Yeah,
because they weren't on his ship doing it.
But yeah, but the Mandalorian has it on his ship, and he can just like willy-nilly do it to anyone.
Like a bookcase.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you see all of this. You see all, like in the beginning, you see like he is a Mandalorian, a bounty hunter. He's a bounty hunter with all these dudes trapped in fucking, whatchamacallit, But he doesn't show any of that.
Oh, and Bo Sivas, calm down. Bo Sivas, calm down. I don't know Star Wars like you nerds. So what do you want from me? He's like, Banthas! Like, he was, like, trying to, like, answer all the stuff that I don't know. So, okay, all right, well, calm down. This is why we're talking about it. Jeez, oh, man. But I'm very much looking forward to the next episode and the rest of the season. So, yeah. Anything that you, that stuck out that makes you really want to know? Or just what we talked about?
What?
Or something, you know what? Or something you need to tell the people that you saw that maybe I didn't see.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I thought it was weird that, I mean, that one, the bartender guy looked like one of the other dudes from Star Wars, but no, it was nothing. I don't know. I'm fine with it. It was pretty much how it usually is. Yeah, all I want to see is Jedi.
Yeah, something's gotta give. And well, I mean that's where he's kind of going, right? I mean, he's trying to get the child to his people. But in the meantime, yeah, I would imagine we're gonna see something like that. Who knows? Which Jedi are we gonna see first? What do you think? If you were to make an assumption. Can I ask that?
It's probably going to be that Ashka chick.
Oh, really? Oh, that's true. Oh, that's right.
I think she's supposedly
she's in it. That's right. Dead. It's yeah, but we already saw that it was what's her name from the WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So that's the Fandalorian. We will do it again next week as well. They come out every Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, cool. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good, man. Cool.
Please join us like we say every Monday night. We really appreciate you guys joining us. A lot of chatter in the room. We do appreciate that. But yeah. So okay. So join us next week as we talk. Well, it'll be so much closer. It's next week is the week of the new console release. So there'll be some last minute, predictions, that we'll get to, and yeah, that'll be it. Anything else you want to add, Verlaine?
No, you have to give a review on it, I guess.
What?
When are you getting yours?
I'll be getting mine on the 12th. So it won't be next Monday that I'll be the review. It'll be the Monday after. Yes. So next Monday will be predictions of whatever. We'll think of something.
It's going to smell bad.
It's going to smell like plastic or metal. What are we going to think? All right. Brucey B, take us out.
Goodbye. Have a nice day. Peace.
See you.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hey there. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.